You're very welcome back to Morning Ireland this Tuesday morning. The US President Donald Trump has warned the Islamic militant group Hamas that it would have hell to pay if it did not disarm soon. President Trump's 20-point peace plan requires Hamas to disarm in phase two of the agreement, along with a further Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, the establishment of a technocratic government for the Strip, and the creation of an international security force. Mr. Trump met Israel's prime minister at his Florida home on Monday evening. Since the ceasefire came into effect in Gaza 81 days ago, Israel has killed around 400 Palestinians and Hamas have continued to ambush Israeli troops along the yellow line. President Donald Trump said there would be serious consequences for Hamas if they fail to give up their weapons.
Well, we talked about Hamas and we talked about disarmament. And they're going to be given a very short period of time to disarm. And we'll see how that works out. Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner will be in charge of that from our side. But if they don't disarm, as they agreed to do, they agreed to it, and then they'll be held to pay for them. And we don't want that. We're not looking for that. But they have to disarm within a fairly short period of time.
That's Donald Trump. Well, for some analysis, let's speak to Dr. Christian Konert, Professor of International Security at Dublin City University. Dr. Konert, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland and thanks for being with us. Is phase two of Donald Trump's plan, is it stuck for a number of reasons, not just Hamas's refusal to unilaterally disarm?
Hello, good morning. Yes, I think what you are pointing out there is quite correct. So there's a number of reasons. The first thing that Israel is saying that isn't happening is that the body of one of the victims hasn't been returned. So Israel is saying we can't really move forward to phase two until that body has actually been handed over. But the biggest stumbling block is, of course, the disarming of Hamas. A lot of commentators, when the peace plan was initially developed, were already voicing some skepticism as to whether Hamas was actually willing to hand over its weapons. So far, they haven't really shown any inclination to make that happen. Before the summit between Trump and Netanyahu, there's been some reporting about disagreements. Trump was reported to be more optimistic about Hamas. Netanyahu was reported to be more pessimistic. But really, at the summit, they seem to be speaking of one mind. And that was, to an extent, even surprising.
Yes, Hamas continue to say that they will not unilaterally disarm without seeing a plan for the future of the Palestinian state. And publicly, as you say, Trump was very supportive of Israel last night at that meeting. He said Israel had lived up to the peace plan 100%. But privately, there are quite serious disagreements, not least over Turkey's participation in any future international stabilization force.
Absolutely. I mean, the issue of the stabilization force has been met with quite a bit of disagreement. The Trump administration seems to hold the view that Turkey is an essential part of any future stabilization force. The Israelis are vehemently opposed to any Turkish participation in the force. The Israelis seem to be much more accommodating to the idea of including Pakistan in the destabilization force. At least that's how it's been reported. But there's also been some level of acknowledgement from the Trump administration that ultimately Israel would decide whether Turkey will participate. But the Trump administration would like to persuade them to allow them to participate.
And Trump is really pushing the urgency of all of this, because is it the case that he wants to announce the technocratic government for Gaza in Davos, in Switzerland, in the next few weeks? Is that likely?
That is quite possible. I mean, there's been a lot of background work in terms of putting that that technocratic government together. So the Trump administration has been working quite a lot on that topic. They've been working a lot in terms of the stabilization force. So it is quite likely that he wants a high profile announcement, possibly in Davos. I could very much imagine that. But certainly in the very near future, he wants that.
I mean, phase two of this 20-point plan from 81 days ago, it was meant to be the prelude to the reconstruction of a devastated Gaza Strip, which will take years and cost tens of billions of euro. But It's hard to see donors paying to rebuild if they fear Israel could destroy it all in yet another war. And that's possible.
I mean, here we will probably not see any efforts to rebuild before we have a certain element of guarantee that this is now in a, entering a more peaceful phase that, like you say, donors are certainly not willing to invest their own money into something that could later then be destroyed again. But also more generally, the reconstruction efforts would be virtually impossible while conflict is ongoing. I mean, it wouldn't be safe for a start to rebuild during conflict. So I think this is an absolute precondition that there is peace in order to be able to rebuild.
So has the ceasefire then merely been a transition to a low-level, bitter war of attrition?
I don't know whether we can quite call it a war of attrition, but we are certainly in a kind of more lower level phase of the violence. But until that one condition that Hamas is going to hand over its weapon is met, we're not going to move to the next phase, which would be essential in order to rebuild. And many observers have voiced their skepticism as to whether we're actually going to get there. This is something that we're going to have to see. It's also not quite clear in the end, what does President Trump mean with hell to pay if they don't fulfill that condition? Does he mean that then we might have a flare-up of full-scale violence? Does he mean that the Americans would intervene directly? It's very unclear at this point.
I want to talk to you about something else that made an appearance in the talks in Florida last night, and that was Iran. During a news conference after their meeting, President Trump said his country could support another major strike on Iran were it to resume rebuilding its ballistic missile or nuclear weapons programs. Let's hear him.
And speaking of Iran, I hope they're not trying to build up again, because if they are, we're going to have no choice but very quickly to eradicate that buildup. So I hope Iran is not trying to build up, as I've been reading that they're building up weapons and other things. And if they are, they're not using the sites that we obliterated, but they're using possibly different sites. We know exactly where they're going, what they're doing. And I hope they're not doing it, because we don't want to waste the fuel on a B-2. It's a 37-hour trip both ways. I don't want to waste a lot of fuel.
That's Donald Trump. Still with us, Dr. Christian Conair, Professor of International Security at DCU. Dr. Conair, who is pushing, is Israel pushing for another American strike on Iran?
I mean, here clearly the reporting had been before that the Israeli Secret Service, the Mossad, is very concerned about the recent build-up. They've been concerned about the build-up both of the nuclear program, but especially actually they're very concerned about the ballistic program. They seem to be saying that a ballistic program could be reaching levels that are more dangerous than before the previous strike. So we certainly have a movement by the Israelis towards the United States to suggest that we need another strike. That's what they seem to be suggesting. The Trump administration seemed to have initially been a little bit cool about this kind of idea, especially because they're very busy when it comes to Russia and Ukraine. So it doesn't exactly fit their timetable at the moment. So in that sense, it was almost a little bit surprising to see the level of enthusiasm that the Trump administration showed yesterday as to the possibility of another strike on Iran. But I think it's clear, and even when the strikes ended last time round, it was clear that the Trump administration said that if they repeat what they've done, they might eventually strike again. And I think this is becoming closer now as a potential.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Christian Conair, Professor of International Security at Dublin City University.